the temptation is to create a great anti-corporatist movement, you know, to get our name on the website that's the one that takes down the whole thing, you know, to go to Burning Man or join the Obama campaign or find the big thing that's going to bring all this down. And that whole terrain of big things, that whole playing field is the corporate playing field. You know, the object of the game is not to create another big entity that's going to take down those big entities, but to get off that landscape altogether and start engaging with one another in small ways, to actually experience the satisfaction of doing something together with another person or two, rather than the fame and ego gratification of taking down some big bad guy. You know, that they love that. You know, there's nothing that would empower corporations more than for us to accept them as real and as the dragons that actually have to be slayed. You know, the beauty of a crashing economy is that the dragons are slaying themselves. The banks are asleep at the wheel. They are all concerned with their own survival. And as we lose our jobs, as we lose our investments, we're actually forced to start to look towards one another and ourselves for what value we can create, whether that's developing a local currency or buying from a community-supported agriculture farmer instead of from the Pathmark, whether it's figuring out how to make public schools better rather than earning enough to send your kid to private school. We are being forced to embrace the real world that corporatism really can never address.